Good morning to you from the sports team. Let's start off with rugby. Springbok captain Siya Kolisi says Wales must test themselves against the best if they want to improve after South Africa's dominant 73-0 victory in Cardiff. Now, the Boks crossed for 11 tries with Sacha Feinberg and Gomezulu scoring twice and adding 9 conversions. Andre Esterhazen earned player of the match honours as Kolisi hailed the results as a fitting finish to the 2025 season.
The first choice guys weren't here. The young boys, they've got a day of experience against playing at the top. Next year when they come through, they've already faced this and we don't stand down for anybody. And we've been through this too. 2015, I don't know how many guys retired and we went through a dip for 2 years straight. And Coach Rusty came and made a plan.
And then the Hollywood Bets Sharks pummeled 44-17 to Connacht in the Vodacom United Rugby Championship. Now, the result sees the Durban side drop to 14th in the standings. And then over to the Dubai Sevens tournament, the Blitzbox suffered defeats yesterday, seeing them crash out of the Dubai Sevens after respective defeats to Fiji and Argentina. Now, they started off well with victory against Olympic champions France, winning by 15 points to 12, only to end up losing to Fiji and Argentina. And then in some football, Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says he'd welcome more opportunities to get instructions to his players, but fears he could be fined by the Premier League. Now, they won 3-2 at home to Leeds, but opposition manager Dan Farker felt the City goalkeeper feigned injury to allow a team talk. Now, Guardiola was concerned he could be penalised for a delay in getting to his post-match news conference.
When we were 5 seconds late in the half-time, I always had to pay a lot of money. But now I have to wait 30 minutes to come here because Daniel, of course, had to speak. And after that, it's not a problem. Hopefully, they don't find me because I am 30 minutes late. It's because just Daniel Farkle was here.
And then Sunderland beat Bournemouth 3-2 with Burnley losing 3-1 at Brentford. Shifting to F1 to end off things, the Formula One world title could be decided at the Qatar Grand Prix today. Britain's Lando Norris will be crowned champion if he wins the race, but will have to come from second on the grid behind McLaren teammate Oscar Piastri, with fellow rival Max Verstappen qualifying third for Red Bull. Right, that's it for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.